On July 20, 1969, Neil Armstrong became an American hero after being the first human to walk on the moon.
The surface appears to be very, very fine-grained as you get close to it. It's almost like a powder.
Shortly after his historic space mission, the Wapakoneta native made Cincinnati his home and for a time taught at the University of Cincinnati. In 2006, he selected the Cincinnati Museum Center's Museum of Natural History and Science to receive a moon rock from his Apollo 11 mission through NASA's Ambassadors for Science program. Dave Dazinski is an astronomer and vice president of featured experiences at the museum.
About 8 years ago, NASA decided that they were going to allow each of the Mercury, Gemini, and Apollo astronauts to donate a moon rock to an institution of their choice. So we were extremely honored when Neil Armstrong decided that he wanted to donate his moon rock to Cincinnati Museum Center. And we had a very nice event here that day, and Neil Armstrong made a public lecture, and then we put the moon rock on display. And the rock happens to be one that he collected on that very first mission to the moon in 1969. It's a small, modest moon rock. But nonetheless, when you think about it, boy, what a valuable piece for us to have here at the museum.
Museum visitors such as 72-year-old Kent Commons came to the exhibit with his family. Commons says he remembers vividly the day Armstrong walked on the moon.
When my two twin daughters were 14 days old, we set them up in their little baby chairs in front of the, feeding them at their 1 o'clock feeding, in front of the television set so that they could see Neil Armstrong walk on the moon. So for me, this is really not only a trip back in memory watching that remarkable, remarkable feat, and I still remember clearly Walter Cronkite, when he announced that he had landed, said, a man has just stepped foot on the moon. And he stopped and he paused and he said, a man has just stepped foot on the moon. He understood that people of my generation and earlier assumed that nobody would ever get a chance to walk on the moon.
Several visitors to the museum, like Eric Konectis, professor at Northern Kentucky University, took time to notice details of the exhibit. He described Armstrong's death as the passing of an era.
You know, growing up, it's, you know, we learn about all of these things in school, and he's such an iconic figure to the space program. You know, I'm hoping that his legacy continues on, you know, in ages going forward, that, you know, that we still continue having these new icons of space exploration, you know, available to generations to come.
Caitlin O'Donnell paused by a replica of Armstrong's spacesuit and tools and expressed gratitude for his legacy.
If you could say anything to Neil Armstrong right now, what would it be?
Thank you for inspiring several generations to reach for the stars.
It's one small step for man, one giant leap for mankind. Oh, that looks beautiful for me.
For Kentucky Public Radio, I'm Sherry Lawson.